In last week's parasha, we find something very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu, Mekabel HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu that split the Yam Suf, he was the shliach from the Rebbeinu Shlomo for the Esa Makos, Manhigim from Klal Yisrael. You'd expect, if Art Scroll was to write a book about Moshe Rabbeinu, it would be seven volumes, the making of a godel. No, they would have what to write. And here, the Torah writes absolutely nothing. The Torah writes three small stories, which, if you look at it superficially, you know, you'd call them very nice midas tovos. You wouldn't, you know, you don't see any gadlus. I mean, and yet the Torah says, this is what the Torah writes, that this is how Moshe Rabbeinu became Moshe Rabbeinu. More than that, there is 80 years, 68 years between when Moshe Rabbeinu, according to some of the Farshim, from when he ran away from Paro till he came back to Mitzrayim. He was 12 years old when he ran, and he came back when he was 80. What happened in those years? The Torah doesn't write us anything. There's some medrashim that he was a king in Africa, whatever. But there's different medrashim of what went on over there. But in the big picture, you'd think that Moshe Rabbeinu, till he came to Nevuah, Pe'el Adabe boy, that the Torah writes that Rabbeinu Shlomo spoke to him Pe'el Peh. You'd expect, you know. If you have six books on the Chofetz Chaim, how the Chofetz Chaim became the Chofetz Chaim, I presume on Moshe Rabbeinu there's a lot more to say. And yet the Torah tells us three stories. Let's take a look what the Torah tells us. The feeling where Chazal look into these into the Psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu was taken into Paro's house and he was brought up as a ben bais by Paro. What does Vayigdal Moshe mean? Moshe became big. So, Rashi brings down the Medrash that already says that he started growing up. It already says that the child grew. So what's this Vayigdal Moshe? So says Rashi, Shiminehu Paro al Beisoy. Paro made him chief officer on his house. That means he was the main guy in the king's palace. Vayigdal Moshe. Moshe became at 12 years old. He was 10 amos high. Vayigdal Moshe. He became the main officer looking after Paro's house. Vayetzelachov. He went out to his brothers. You know, he was born Jewish. He went out to see his brothers. Vayabesiv loisam. He saw the way they were suffering. Says Rashi, what does vayar mean? Vayetze locho besiv loisam. He went out to his brothers and he saw them in the avoda that they're doing, in the terrible torturing that the Mitzrayim are doing to him, are doing to Klal Yisrael. So what's this vayar? So Rashi brings down a medrash, Vayabasiv Loisom. Nosan Eino Veliboy Liyois Mitza Alehem. He put his heart and his eyes. That means he went out to see it. Hearing it is not the same. Hearing it, when you hear of a tzah, of somebody who's in pain, you can turn off. Vayau Ein Deim Shmir Leria. When you see it, he went out to see it. Moshe Rabbeinu went out of his way to see what's going on for one reason. He wanted to feel the tzar of Klal Yisrael. He wanted to feel what they're going through. He wanted to feel the pain. That's what Rashi brings down. Rashi brings down, Nosan Eino Veliboy. He put his heart into it. The Medrash goes a bit further. Shayaroya b'sivloisom. He saw what they were suffering, the hard work. Uboich, and he was crying. I should be instead of you. I should die for you. There's nothing harder than schlepping sacks of cement. He would go. The Medrash says that he was traveling with Mitzrayim. How did he travel? He traveled in a carriage from the king. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was chief officer in Paro's house. So when he wanted to go out to peace in the Ramses, he went with the carriage of the king. And who did he go with? With a bunch of princes, a bunch of ministers who went with him. And then he gets off the carriage, the Medrash says, and he went down and he went to see what's going on. He used to give his shoulder, he used to help everybody else. And then the Medrash goes weiter. He used to see the way the Mitzrayim tortured the Yidden. They used to put a heavy load on a small person. What's roi for Isha, they put on an Ish. What's roi for Ish, they put on an Isha. On an old man, they put a heavy weight. And Moshe Rabbeinu used to go around and help them, be Masada, each one. That each one could carry the amount that he could only carry himself. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to this. Ato hinachta asokecho. You put aside. You had a great time sitting in the palace of Paro. You put away your asokim, what you had to do. You were going in a carriage. V'alachta lirois, and you went to see b'tzaron shel Yisrael. You went to see the tzar of Klal Yisrael. V'nahakta behem minas achim, and you became part and parcel minas minak achim. You felt the brotherhood of their tzar. I'm going to put everything aside and I'm going to speak to you. That's Pshat in the Pasuk by Yahr Hashem. Okay, we'll see the Pasuk later by Yahr Hashem Kisol. Lirois, the Ribbono Shelom moved out of his way and he left everything and he went to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeicha, that the Ribbono Shelom should speak to him in Teich HaSmeh. Another Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro and said, you know, if you work these people 7 days a week and they never have a day off, they're going to die. You're not going to have anybody working for you. You're going to lose out. So Paro said to him, go, make them, go. So he told the Mitzrayim, go and do like Moshe said and give them one day off. That was Shabbos. That's what we say when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Shabbos as a matona, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei, we say Shabbos morning. B'matnas chelkei, what's his matona? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that got that day off on Shabbos in Mitzrayim. So here we have Moshe Rabbeinu. The first story is Moshe Rabbeinu that the Torah tells us who Moshe Rabbeinu was. Was Vayah B'siv Laisam. He went out of his way. He was sitting in a beautiful palace. He had everything going for him. He didn't have to go out of his way. He went out there, felt their pain, worked with them, and tried to make their work easier. Nosan Einoi V'libay Liyis Meitzale. He put his whole heart to it. Okay, Vayar Ish Mitzri, Makesh Ishri Me'elchov, and he kills him. Then he goes out the second day. Vayete Bayem Hasheni. What's Vayete Bayem Hasheni? It wasn't just one time only. He went out the second day. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be with them day and night. I want to feel their tzar. I want to be with them. I want to help them. And then he saw Dosna Aviram fighting, and then he had to run. And if you know the whole story, that they chap Moshe Rabbeinu, and Paro tried to kill him, and his neck became hard like a stone. He managed to run away. And he comes to Midian. The Torah tells us the whole story of Midian, how he saved the Benois Yisroi. And the Torah doesn't say anything what went on from when he was 12 years old. Just one story. He put his heart and his soul into understanding the feelings of what Klal Yisrael is going through. He was nice by Olam Chaveiroi. He carried the oil. He felt Yenem Sa. Noisim by Olam Chaveiroi. Does anybody know Noisim by Olam Chaveiroi happens to be one of the Memches Dvarim, one of the 48 different Midas that the Torah, the Torah tells us is a Hakdoma, Derech Eretz Kodma La Torah. Before you can be Makabel Torah, you've got to have these 48 attributes. What are they? There's Anova, there's different. Be'ema, Be'ira, how are you supposed to get to Torah? One of them is Noisa Ba'ilim Chaveri. Noisa Ba'ilim Chaveri means that I feel Yenem's Tza, I carry Yenem's feelings, I understand what he's going through. I'm in Tzah because the other person's in Tzah. That is one of the Hakdomas. That's one of the Yesedus before Torah. Even though you would turn around and say, I can understand the Mishnah and Ovis that says, what are the 48 things? I can understand Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'anova, Be'simcha, Be'tahara, Dikdu Chaverim, Be'miat Schoira. All these things I can understand are a Hakdoma to be Mekabel Torah. But to be Noisa Ba'olim Chaverim, I would turn around and say this is something Ben Adam L'Chaverim. There's nothing to do with Ben Adam L'Mokim. What Shaychas does Noisa Ba'olim Chaverim have to do with being Mekabel Torah? Torah is nikna. You coin a Torah with 48 things. And it knocks off 48 things. And one of them is Neisa Ba'il. Neisa Ba'il is Ben Adam L'Chaveir. It's not Ben Adam L'Mokim. And yet here we see that in order for the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, the first story that the Torah tells us, is Neisen Eina V'Liboy. Liyos Meitzalem. He felt bad for them. Let's go one step further. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Shalom, wanted to tell Moshe Rabbeinu it's time to go down to Mitzrayim. So the Torah starts off with a story. Moshe was a shepherd. What's a shepherd? Meridike Yalkut Shimoni. What's a shepherd? So, we see the word roya being used a few times. By Yosef, you see that Yosef haya roya, Sein Echov. Yosef was a roya. David HaMelech was a roya. Yet the Ribbono Shel Olam was also called a roya. Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem roi loy echso. The Ribbono Shel Olam is my shepherd. Loy echso, I'm not missing anything. Omar Rab Chama Bar Chanina, Atamoitze en lecho umnus bzuya Yesu Mishel Roya. You never find a work that's more bozy. How would you say bozy? Right. Mishel Roya, than being a shepherd. It's the most lowest work to do. Shekol Yomov, all his days, hu oilech b'makloi u'batarmiloi. He spends his whole lifetime walking around with a big stick and a backpack. The David called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roya. And David called the Ribbono Shel Olam a Roya. What was the Shvach to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Called him a Roya. Oma David Mizkeinim Esboinon. Why do I call it a Roya? Because I learned it from my Zkeinim. Who am I Zkeinim? Yankov Avinu. Yankov Avinu called the Ribbono Shel Olam a Roya. When Yaakov spoke to Yosef, he said, the Ribbono Shel Olam was my shepherd. He helped me through all the way. So he said, I learned it from Yaakov. And therefore, Afani Kola Oise Roya. I also call him a shepherd, Shnema Hashem Roya Lev. Then one side of the pick of the coin we have over here, Moshe Haya Roya. En Chodova Yesim Mabazuya. The Torah tells me a story. This is who we're going to take, the guy that cleans the floor. He's going to be the one to be the manager of Klal Yisrael. And the Torah writes it as a Maila, Moshe Haya Roya. Vayinag esatzoin achamidbo. He led the sheep through the midbar. Let's see how the Medrash, how Chazal learn up this pasuk. Unbelievable. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable. It's an eye-opener, this Medrash. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noisin gedula la adam. If the Ribbono Shloilam wants to give gedula to a person, he wants to give a person something great. So he has to look if he deserves him, if he deserves it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give gedula to adam. Atche bedkeu bedova cotton. Doesn't say bedova gadol. It says bedova cotton. In a small thing. Until he's boidek him, until he checks him out, bedova cotton. Va'achekach ma'aleu li gedula. Then he brings him up to gedula. Hari l'choshnei gedoyle olam. We've got two gedoyle Yisrael, David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu. Shebotkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'dovah katan. Rabbi Yishlam checked them out. He wanted to see if they're big people. Where do you see if they're a big person? Not by the big things that they do, but by the small things where we don't see, we don't know. V'nimtza ne'molam, ne'monim. And he found them that they were good. V'helon l'gdula. Bodak le David, says the Medrash. Batzoin. He checked David HaMelech out. David HaMelech, I don't know if you know the whole story of David HaMelech, but he was pushed out of the house. His brothers didn't look at him. He was a shepherd till the age 28. And he was a shepherd. Umotzoroya. Yofa. And Rabbi Nishlem found him to be a very good shepherd. Why? Because he used to put them all into the shed. And he used to stop the big ones coming out before the small ones. Then he used to take out the small ones that they should be able to eat. And they should be able to eat the soft grass. Then he used to take out the zkenim, that they could have the beinoinim, that they could have, the old people still had koyach in them, so they could eat the grass, which is a bit harder to pull out. Then he used to take out the fully fledged sheep that had grown to full koichas, that they could eat the hard grass. So he had everything worked out, each one of his koichas. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, said the Ribbono Shloilam, Mishu Yodea Liris Hatsoin Ish Lefi Koicha, somebody who knows how to treat his own animals, his sheep, Lefi Koicha, Lefi the Koyach of the behemoth. Yovo v'yire ba'amoy. He should become the leader and be the shepherd for my people. Why? Because he understands the hargoshes of even a chaya. He understands the hargoshes, the feelings of even a behemoth. Va'af Moshe, also Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo bochna HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shbocha didn't test him. Ela b'tzoyim. He had to go through one test. He went through two tests. The beginning, when he was 12 years old, let's see how he feels part of Klal Yisrael, even though he's sitting in paradise. Now, the Rebbe Yishlam wanted to be in the Negilatim 80 years later. Put him to test. He wanted to see how does he take care of his sheep. So, Omer Abaseinu. This is a story perhaps you heard from your mothers when you were 5 years old. Kishayim Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Roed Senishal Yisrael Bamidbo. That when he... Moshe Rabbeinu was the shepherd. One gdi, one little sheep, ran away, right? Until he found a well somewhere to drink. There was a tree, there was a bit of shadow, and he found water there. And Moshe Rabbeinu started chasing him. That's how he got to the Midbar. And the Gedi stood there drinking. Kivin shegiya Moshe etzla. Once Moshe came to him, Omar ani lo ishi deid shirat b'pnei atzom. I didn't know you were running because you were thirsty. Oyev ato, you must be very tired. Hirkivu al kseifoi. He picked him up and he put him on his shoulder. V'ayam ahalech, and he was walking. He was walking back to the rest of the flock. Omar kadosh baruch hu, said the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. Listen to this medrash. Yesh l'cha rachamim lina iksei tzeinu shal basa badom. You have such rachmanus, you understand the hergeshim of a chaya, of somebody who doesn't talk. And you understand that it's thirsty and it ran, so you chased it. And when he got there, you suddenly realize it's been running the whole way. It's still a small gedi. So let me pick him up and I'll carry him back home. You have such rachmanus, chayecho. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam. I promise. Ata tiratzeini Yisrael. You're going to be the shepherd of Klal Yisrael. That's why it says, Moshe Hoya Roya. Here we have a very interesting thing. Vaya malach Hashem Elov. Vini ese, vayoyim Moshe osuru no, ve'ela esmara agodl. I want to see what's going on over here. This snare is on fire. Vayar Hashem kisor lirois. He saw Moshe Rabbeinu moved to see there's something going on here, which is lamaila min ateva, above nature. He wants to see. Take a look. Medrash learns up by Yar Hashem Kisol Lirois. That Kisol Lirois is pshat, that the Ribbono Shel Olam went out of his way. Moshe Rabbeinu went out of his way. Kisol Lirois. Lirois what? The snare? The Medrash learns up because he went out of his way to look after Klal Yisrael when they were in Mitzrayim. That's what it says. Vayi bayomim mahem vayetel achov. He went out of his way, so he was zoicha to hearing the Ribbono Shel Olam Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois, that he was zeichik, that he went out of his way. Here you see a very interesting thing. This has nothing to do with you think that Moshe Rabbeinu to be the Makabala Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam should check him out on Kedusha, on Tahara, on Tefillah, on Lashon Hara, on Dveikus Bashem. 80 years, we don't hear anything. We hear three stories. Three stories of what? Of understanding the minute details of somebody else's regesh. And you know what? It's not enough when you see somebody in Tsar. It's not enough to go out there and help the Yidden schlep with the Mitzrayim. It's not enough to get off the carriage that you're driving around like King of Mitzrayim. You were brought up in his house and you got off the carriage and you went down and you schlepped them. It's not enough. You need one more thing. I want to see how you're nicer ba'oil when it comes to a roya, when it comes to a shepherd, when it comes to animals. I want to see if you understand the herogation of an animal. And when you understand the herogation of an animal, then you can be the Makabal HaTorah. Unbelievable. Think about it. The noisa ba'olim chaveroi is something ben adam lechaveroi, and that's what makes me understand. I'm a Kabbalah Torah. The Torah says, yeah. Because Kol's a man. Torah is the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's Chochma. It's Kulei Ruchnius. It's all about being dovuk with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When I become involved When my self-centeredness gets in the way, when there's the ani, the anoichi, the Kotzke used to say, anoichi ha'oimid b'ni b'incha. The anoichi, the me, is what stands between me and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because there's only one anoichi, anoichi Hashem Elokecha. When there's egoistic self-centeredness involved in my anhaga, then Torah doesn't clap together. It doesn't go together. In fact, there's a meridika loshen from the Chazon Ish. Sha'atayra niknis b'mem ches kinyonim. V'kulom yitziya migede hateva. All these 48 hanhogas that a person has to have is getting out of your natural animalistic instincts in order to get that shleimus of being with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And kol zman I have my animalistic instincts, my self-centeredness, my own egoism, it doesn't go together with Torah. Noisa ba'ilim chaveiroi, says the Alter from Kelm, is not only one of the 48, it's probably one of them, it's probably the main attribute to become a Bekabel Torah. Torah is not shayach to dwell in a person. You might be intellectually smart. You might have knowledge of Torah. But Torah's Hashem that will turn the person around, that will make him a ruchniistic person, that will make him the ben Torah uba Torah soy, that becomes part and parcel of him. That's only when he understands that his own animalistic instincts are totally void and he's totally l'chvoid Hashem. It goes even further. One of the Mefarshim, I'm not sure if it's the Maral, explains that when a person is a noisa ba'ol, so he has the sensitivity of understanding the other person's harrogation, and he goes and he lives with other people's feelings, and he feels them to the point, that alone is a help in learning in svara. Because when a person understands and he thinks into the other person's feeling, the same head is who will have the sensitivity of understanding a deek and a rashbon, a deek and a rambam. Because when I have those sensitivities, I'll understand how to upline a shtickle gemara. I'll have the siyata dishmai, not the siyata dishmai. Naturally, I'll be able to touch up with my sensitivity of ben adam l'chaveira, how what the Torah wants. What does the rashbo want? What does the rambam want? What does Rashi mean over here? Because I have a sensitive heart, when I see something out of doesn't make sense, automatically a red light goes on. We can go through a Rashi, we don't even realize that Rashi is saying something over here. Only somebody with a sensitive heart can see there's something missing here. Chaim Weizer, the God of Lador in the last generation before the Second World War, he was the Manig in Klal Yisrael. He once said, when I was younger, with my Eluisha cup, I thought that making svarim, writing tshuvas, writing chidushim, is the most choshev azach. And today, writing svarim is a toy, he writes, is a toy compared to the chashivas of supporting yisoimim, almonas, helping anim, helping b'nei Torah, helping yeshivas. That book is more chashuv. Umayshah hayaroya. From being this melacha bezuya, that's when I see the manik in Klal Yisrael. That's where David HaMelech came out with his Tehillim. And what the biggest shvach that we say is Mizmor LaDavid Hashem Roi Loi Echso. Because only a Roya understands everything that I need. We today in the year 2000, we don't live in the world, since we live in a world of technology, we don't live in a world of animals. More like a Titan, people could have farms, people had animals in the back of the house. Today we don't have it. But every so often the Ribbono Shel Olam sends us a shliach to see who is taka zeicha to Kabbalah, who's zeicha to Torah, who is the one. Sometimes it's in different areas. It could be in Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. But sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam sends a shliach meyuchad. I couldn't work it out. 3 weeks ago, a cat turned up in the yeshiva. What's he hanging around over here? Perhaps a gilgal from somebody that got thrown out. Who knows? And it never hit me until this week. I don't know who was involved. I don't know names. But I heard this story of the way they tortured an animal. The way that you can stand on the plank and let the animal fly up in high air and you think it's funny. And when I heard the story, I said, Umoisha Hayaroya. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam testing everybody. How much of a noisa ba'oil? How much of a guy is zeicha for Torah? I want to see how much time I going to give him siyata d'shmaya. You can have good heads, but if that heart is not nice and libayv, the enov. If you don't understand even the animal feelings, then you're not going to be zeicha to Torah. Then there's no Torah. I'll check you outside the base of Medrash. From getting 100 in the Bechina means nothing. Doesn't mean anything. So you're smart. And you can make the tzonos of the guys that have to take Shvachra tests. The same guys who have animalistic instincts and don't even understand what it means, Tzal Bal Chaim, the Achzorius that you show over here. So the same people are the ones that make Lutzonos of the guys that I'm taking tests who are schwacher than them. It all goes hand in hand. And you might not see the difference today. But in 10 years' time, you'll see the difference. In 10 years' time, you'll see who is the Emeset Talmud Chochum. Who is the one that became the Emeset Ben Torah. Who is the one that Be'emes has some shaykhs to the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. Not just an intellectual scholar of Torah. When I first heard of it, I heard some sort of story. They were laughing, they were talking about it. And I asked one of them, what happened? My first reaction was, Doch ege vi arayas. Doch ege vi arayas. It's worse than arayas. Because here you show the whole etzim. Because this is no yitzahara to do. This is not a taiva. This is who you are. This is the hashchosa showing up. Umoisha hayaroya. How did Ribbono Shel Olam check out to be the noise in that Torah? Lo'ol me'ad, Moshe Rabbeinu, pe'el pe'adabu boy. From where? Because he started chasing an animal and he carried him back because he felt that he was tired. You understand what's going on over here? David HaMelech became David HaMelech. That today we say to him, even if we don't understand what we're saying, it's still choshev. And every time we have a tzara, David HaMelech understood. Clarice, where did he understand from? From being a roya. From letting out the small animals first, the old animals next. The ones already on the regular animals, they go last because they can still pull out with their teeth the much harder grass to get hold of. Understanding Yenem Sa? Oh, He becomes David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayo. But when we don't understand, and we can behave to an animal that way, is the Rebbeinu Shalom not telling us something going on over here? Is the Rebbeinu Shalom telling us, I just gave you a test where there's no taivas noshim, there's no taiva this and no taiva that. Gornished! Let's see who you are! And it's funny! And then we want to know why we have no cheshek after a month or two. We're depressed, we're there, we're there. It's gate-nished, it's gate-yard, it's gate-nished. Of course it's gate-nished. Rabbi Shalom doesn't want to be a nation of Torah to you. He doesn't want to, Torah doesn't, is not nidbak, doesn't get stuck. Doesn't, it's not shaykhin, the Lashon of the Chazanish. It's not shaykhin, the Adam who's Ashkos and Samidas. Doesn't work. Never will work. I don't mean anybody personally. I don't know the names. I didn't want to know the names. Because as soon as I heard it, I knew I'm going to have to say something. Because to me, the first thing was, sugar? Doch egevi arayas. Yeah, it could be it's a bigger aver arayas. But here you show the essence of who you are. Here the Rebbeinu Shalom says, I don't need any big hasmoda. I don't need any davenings. I'll check you out by the small things. When I walk by, do I throw a stone at it? Do I stand on it? Do I kick it around? Do I throw it up in the air? Let's see. On the small things where nobody's looking. I don't even have a timer for it. Let's see who you are. And then the Rebbeinu Shalom will see. Who do I give Siyata Dishmaya? You might be laughing at some of the guys who are taking younger tests. But in 5 years, 10 years' time, you'll suddenly see, whoa, where did he go? What happened to me? I remember he was from the Shvacha guys in Yeshiva. How many times did you hear that? And suddenly you see 10 years later, whoa, he's a Hoshiva guy. He's a guy that you can even ask for a brocha from. Yeah, because Rebbeinu Shlom is willing to give gedula to somebody who is, that Torah can be sheichen in it. The Rebbeinu Shlom should give us the seichel to understand and to start waking up, smell the coffee. It's not a joke. We sit in yeshiva for years and years. Mishteigt avek, memeintam mishteigt. Und gar nicht. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, em will ich nicht. I don't want him. Lemi ani noisin gedula. Who do I give gedula to? Who does Torah go to? To the Roya. To the noisin eino veliba liyes mitzah b'Yisrael. The Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't need any art scroll stories. I don't need any series. I don't need 6 books. The Torah says 3 small stories in the 80 years of his lifetime. And it has nothing to do with not Kedusha, not Tahara, not Dveikas, not Tefillah Gornished. 3 things. Does he understand the sensitivity of somebody else? Does he understand what the other person is going through? Does he feel it? And if we're already talking about that, then let's talk about the animals on 2 feet. A bocha wants to decide, I don't want to hear Goyish music. I don't want to hear Goyish music. Just want to hear Goyish music. What's haste? Why can't I have it blaring away? Chill out, baby. What's the big deal? Do you understand the pain that you're causing the other guy? He's fighting. He probably knows music better than you do. He's fighting it day and night. And he's trying to become more Kaddish. Get away from this Olam Hazeh, this Goyish culture. And you, with this attitude, who is he to tell me to put it lower? Who is he to tell me to put it off? Bochum want to go to bed early. So go to sleep. Go to sleep. What's the problem? I'm allowed to continue drinking. And if I get drunk and I wake up somebody, too bad. Chill out. We're in Leivaria. Nothing happened. Take it easy. And then you want to know why you have no cheshik to walk into this base of Medrash? Then you want to know why you have no cheshik to learn? Then you want to know why it's gatenished? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want you. He's not going to give you gedula. Torah is not nidbak, doesn't stick with somebody who's a hashchosas hamidas. When there's no midas, there's no ben adam l'chaveri. And the Ribbono Shel Olam went one step further. Okay, there's no ben adam l'chaveri over here. Music, the noise. Who cares about Yenem? Let's see how they actually done with the animals. And over there we lost it. Is this a yeshiva? Is this a ben Torah, ben yeshiva? Is this what we're trying to grow over here? The Goyin says Torah is like rain, and when rain falls, whatever's on the ground grows. If it's a rose bush, it'll grow a rose bush. And if it's weeds, it'll grow weeds. And that's what's going to grow. Torah is like an atom bomb. It's dangerous. If it's used in the right way, you become a Godel b'Yisrael. You become a Choshev Yid. You become Dovak in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when it's used in the wrong way, then it just makes your Midas Mushchosas grow bigger. Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the understanding that if we want to be Zeicha to Torah, if we want to have some sort of Siyata Dishmaya, Nosan Einei V'Liboy, put your heart, put your eyes, V'yar B'Siv Loisam, see what somebody else is going through, see what somebody else is trying to work on, let him do it, let somebody steig here in Yerushalayim, let somebody get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And perhaps you will also be Zeicha to come one day closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam.